Arcola, Mark Newman, the chairman and master of ceremonies, welcomed 160 people in attendance to the 20th anniversary of the Moose Mountain Ag Day on March 24. The event was held at the Arcola Prairie Place complex, and upon entering, booths lined the outside walls of the hall. Each booth consisted of some form of agricultural needs and the chance to win several draws. As Newman took to the microphone, he cracked a few jokes to the crowd. He then welcomed Cannington MLA Daryl Harrison to the stand. Harrison said he was pleased to be part of this special event as it had been in the makings for several years and now finally was able to happen. The event was put on hold due to COVID-19 restrictions, but now they would celebrate their 20th anniversary. Lana Shaw, the manager of the research farm by Redvers, was also on hand to speak to the crowd. Shaw, who has farming roots from Rosetown, has managed the research farm since 2010. She researches trails on different crops and has done mixed grain intercropping since 2012. She spoke on the importance of keeping the soil healthy and the changing of cover crops. That it is an expanding playbook, but the answers are not always easy with change. The importance of the balance with crops. Once Shaw finished her presentation, a meal was served. Weir's Catering took care of the feast, with plenty of food for everyone. Newman and the crowd saluted Don Lees of Arcola, who was the first member of the Moose Mountain Ag Day. They spoke highly of him and thanked him for all the years of service. Newman then welcomed guest speaker Paul Martin. Martin was the first guest speaker 20 years ago, and they felt it would be fitting if he came and spoke once again at the 20th anniversary. Martin spoke on the opportunities that Saskatchewan holds. This province is the leader in canola, oats, dry peas, and wheat, he said. Saskatchewan is also the leader with equipment and many pieces are created here as the farmers have the knowledge and time to implement it. He also spoke on how to keep our young people here. If we want to hold on to our young people, we need to make room for them at the leadership table, he said. Martin went on to say that older people tend to want to keep things the same, but young people want to see change and producers need to go with the flow. When grain prices are high, people feel there is a good economy, said Martin. They begin to build and the population grows, creating more work and a bigger Saskatchewan, and this is what we want, he said. This province wants to make room for more opportunities in a great place, he said. When Martin was finished, Newman once again returned to the microphone, thanking all the sponsors over the years, as they have helped to keep costs down for events like this. The evening ended with the draws and a chance for everyone to socialize before returning home.